Hello, my name is Stephen Lee. I'm the founder of Sermon Audio, and I just wanted to take a minute or two to give you an update on where we are on some things. Over the last number of weeks, I've been putting out some brief videos on the state of affairs as it pertains to Bob Jones University Sermon Audio Center and the creation of this vault in that center. And as some of you may know, in the last week we had an issue where the project had the big pause button pressed. There's some complications and some details that needed to be worked out between us and the school. The project is still going ahead as far as we can tell, but there's some details that are being worked on. Obviously, this is a bit of a speed bump. We're somewhat disappointed, but the Lord is in control. We have full confidence of that. The Lord has brought us to this point and has opened so many doors and given us so much assurance. And so we just have to continue to do what we have done, which is trust the Lord. And so that is exactly what we will do. In the meantime, we continue to pray at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday to Friday, and 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. It's been a wonderful time. I would encourage you to join us. It's a little difficult to explain. It's a very earnest time of prayer. It's a very dedicated group of people praying together. The prayers are very focused on pleading for God to do a great work, even in this day in which we live, using our own feeble efforts, using our own feeble lives to bring great glory to His name. We have a number of young people on the call, and it is my prayer, my earnest, sincere prayer, that the Lord will protect them from discouragement and will give them persisting grace to continue to seek the Lord as they have been. Saturday was day 180, and we took a few moments to consider the prayer meeting that King Hezekiah had with the prophet Isaiah, as found in 2 Chronicles chapter 32. And for this cause, Hezekiah the king and the prophet Isaiah prayed and cried to heaven. Jerusalem had come under siege with the fearsome king Sennacherib of Assyria. Hezekiah was encouraging the people in Jerusalem to trust the Lord, not be afraid, to be strong and courageous. King Sennacherib was throwing messages across the wall, telling the inhabitants of Jerusalem to don't listen to Hezekiah. He will not be able to deliver you. Your God will not be able to deliver you. And to just give up. The Assyrian nation was one of the most barbaric and one of the most cruel and ruthless nations in the ancient world. And so this was a time of desperation. And we're living in a very similar time of desperation. The solution was a prayer meeting. As we said in 2 Chronicles 32:20, Hezekiah and Isaiah prayed and cried to heaven. And that is what we've been encouraging ourselves to be doing and persist in, is to be having these times of prayer. And it has been encouraging. Friends, I want you to know that I have been personally encouraged from day to day, especially with the participation of both old and young from around the world. And the heartbeat is the same. And the earnestness is the same. And I would encourage you, anyone who's listening to this, to take a step and join us in prayer. It is my burden. It is my sincere burden before the Lord that we will have a great number of people that will join us in prayer. The answer is for God's people to pray. Take a listen to some of the meditations that are being delivered at the beginning of every prayer time. There's these little 10-minute prayer meditations that are given by different people. Hear for yourself whether or not the heart of this group resonates with your heart. As I say, this is the need of the hour for God's people to be in prayer. After you had the prayer meeting of King Hezekiah and the prophet Isaiah, the very next verse, God sends an angel in answer in response to their prayers. He brings about a deliverance on a scale that could never have been imagined. The very next morning, 185,000 of the Assyrian army were found dead, and Jerusalem was delivered. Even in the face of that which seems impossible, God still answers prayer. I believe that with all my heart. May God bless this effort. Amen.